Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, our special guest is Jane Mortifee. Say hello, Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Please introduce yourself to the world.
Well, my name's Jane Mortifee, and I have been in the business professionally for 50 years, which is a little terrifying to contemplate, but and I've lived in Vancouver that whole time. And I just came out with a new album, and so I really appreciate you having me on to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to play a few songs from the album, but first of all, I want to talk about, I don't know if you know this, folks, but she is a BC Entertainment Hall of Famer. How does that feel?
Well, it's lovely. It's lovely that they would include me, because it's full of incredible people who've made a huge difference in the entertainment world in Vancouver and in BC. And I would never have thought of myself as making a difference like that, like some of the people that are there. So I'm honored. I'm honored to be there.
Amazing. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so let's talk about your first song that we're going to play here called Gonna Love You. Mm. Yes, and then after that, we're going to talk about some of your bandmates. But yes, tell me about this one.
So this one is written by Karen Savoca, who is a wonderful songwriter and a marvelous singer. She lives in upstate New York. And I had the pleasure of meeting her and her pal, partner, Pete Heinzman, through Sherry Ulrich, who is a good friend of all of ours. And they were doing a gig on Bowen Island, and Sherry said, you know, Jane can do Bee Gees, and they've got lots of Bee Gees on their tunes. So they called me up to just impromptu do that, because I knew their music. I love their music. And so this is one of her songs, and I have recorded three of her songs on this album. So this is the first one on the CD.
Here's Gonna Love You on CJSF.
Till the day we die. it's making you weep, and you just want to lay there and go back to sleep, baby, baby, baby. Oh, it's no lie, I'm gonna hold on to you till the day I die. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, it's no lie. Don't you know that I'm gonna need you till the day I'm gonna love you till the day. We all need each other till the day we die.
Amazing. Dang, it was so good. So good. All right. Tell me about the album name here.
Just Here, Just Now, Just Enough. That phrase came to me a while ago, and I just thought, you know, I've kind of come to a point in my life, and I guess in my career as well, because they're one and the same, really, right? That's what matters. Is that what's happening right now, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just enough, you know? I in my earlier years, you know, you're striving for stuff, or you're hoping for this, or you're hoping for that, or you're disappointed about this or that. And I'm just really happy to be at a time in my life where I'm pretty content with just what's here, what's right now, and it's enough.
You know? Amazing. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, now we're going to talk about some of your bandmates.
Yay.
Okay.
Fantastic people.
Yes. Tell me about them.
Okay, well, let's see. My keyboard player, producer, musical director, Bill Sample.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working together in various ways since the late 70s, I think. And he also is an inductee into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame. Yeah. And he also is the recipient of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal. And he's received a Lifetime Achievement Award, a Most Influential Jazz Musician from the Royal Canadian Music Project. I mean, he's a really well-known, extraordinarily talented musician, producer, writer, arranger, and he's my pal.
Aww.
Which is really swell. And then the rest of the band is Miles Fox Hill on bass, who is an extraordinary musician himself, and he played for many years with Van Morrison and various other people, and he's played on hundreds of CDs or albums. And Randall Stoll on drums also has been on, I think, 700 CDs, and he is the founder of Soulstream,
wow,
which is a fantastic band around town. And let's see, there's also Tim Porter on guitar, who plays for the R&B All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Bill Sample is also in that band. And Tom Kingleyside, who is an extraordinary jazz musician. He's known mostly for his jazz, and he's had three albums in the top 100 jazz polls.
Amazing.
And Darlene Cooper, my pal.
No,
I'd never forget Darlene. She sings background vocals on my album, and she and Bill are writing partners as well as life partners.
Mm-hmm.
And they have recorded a number of albums themselves, and they have a band called Wild Blue Herons.
Yes, and we're going to play some Wild Blue Herons right now with If You Fall.
When the sun goes down, I'm not saying you need me, but I'll be around. Not saying you'll stumble when you're all alone, but I'll catch you if you fall. Yes, I'll catch you if you fall. So many tears have fallen,
oh,
in a villa in Provence with a bottle of Bordeaux. They danced until the sun went down, and they held each other tight all through the moonlit night. Just two young hearts falling in love. In the morning of lavender they roamed, holding hands without a single care. They never said a thing till they heard the church bells ring. Just two young hearts falling in.
In Provence by Wild Blue Heron. Yes. All right, now we're going to talk about books.
Uh-huh. Books.
Yes. So you've written. Tell me about your book.
Yeah, I wrote a novel that I published in 2018. And it takes place in Africa. And it follows the trajectory, really, of these two children who... Their village is destroyed by fire, and it's the impact that that has on them and how that plays out in their lives going forward. And, I never... Okay, so here's how I started writing that book. Mm-hmm. Bill Sample, when I wanted to record a CD, he said, well, you need to start writing your own tunes then. And I went, oh, okay. So I asked some writer friends of mine about, you know, a course or something that I could take, but I asked fiction writers and nonfiction writers rather than songwriters. So they steered me towards this wonderful, wonderful course out at UBC with Paul Belsarin. But instead of writing a song, I started to write a novel. So that took me a long time. I spent about 10 years on it. And then I published it, self-published, and I'm in the middle of writing another story, which is very different, but has very similar themes. So it's the new one takes place in, I think it's going to be in Canada, and it's in modern times, relatively speaking, whereas the one in Africa is pre-colonial time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was a big surprise. I did not expect a novel to come out.
from a song, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It was supposed to be a song, but no.
Yeah, and you helped out with Anne's project, and tell me about her book.
Okay. Well,
it's a musical?
She's written a number of musicals. She's mm-hmm. also written a number of books, but this, at the moment, playing at the Fire Hall Theater until Christmas Eve, is Reflections on Crooked Walking, which was a piece that she wrote 40 years ago. In 1982, we did the first production of it at the Arts Club Theater.
Wow.
And she was in it. I was in it. Moira Wally Beckett was in it. Rick Scott was in it. Simon Webb was in it. Oh, man. So many great people. Bernard Tuffling. Anyway, it's been remounted for the first time in about 40 years. And it's playing at the Fire Hall Theater at the moment. And, I would really recommend anybody to go see it. It's kind of a cross between Alice in Wonderland and Dr. Seuss and Wizard of Oz, and it's a magical journey.
Sounds very interesting. And here's one of the songs from that called Books, Books, Books. It sounds like it's a great show.
It's fun. It's really a lot of fun. That was Simon Webb from the original production in 1982.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Okay, and tell me about more of your acting, because you do theater and television. Maybe tell me about some of your
gigs. It feels like I've had various lifetimes in this particular life. And I used to do a fair amount of theater. I was in Cabaret. I played Sally Bowles in Cabaret in 1983. Mm. I was in John Gray's Rock and Roll. I was in Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And I played Patsy Cline, where I got to sing 22 songs per show. So 8 shows a week, 22 songs each show.
Oh, that must have been fun.
It was fantastic. I loved it. And I just did various theater productions and Sondheim things. And then I also did a number of when the variety shows were happening at CBC and BCTV and that kind of thing. I did a number of variety shows where I was background vocal for the Tom Jones series and the Paul Anka series.
Wow.
And so I know it's kind of all over the map, you know.
So you got to meet Tom Jones?
Yeah.
And did he really? Yeah, he really danced like that. Yeah.
He did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
He did. He's got the moves.
He does. He's got the mojo. Okay. Tell me about Somewhere.
Okay. So my favorite musical of all time is West Side Story. And it was always a dream of mine to be able to be in that show. And it, of course, never happened. And, of course, now it never will. But for this album, I decided to record a song from it. And it's just, I love that musical. I never get tired of it. And the songs are extraordinary. And this song I chose also because It's the message of, you know, we can do this. We'll find a way to forgive and to love. And, you know, we need to strive for that more because it's possible. It's absolutely achievable. And somewhere, somehow, we will do it.
Oh, That was amazing. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So you come from a musical family.
I do. I do. So my sister, Anne, we've already talked about. She's very, very prolific with her writing. I wish I was. But anyway, also our eldest sister, Margaret, she is a great singer, and she sang with the Elgar Choir, and she toured Europe with it when she was very young.
Really?
So she has a great voice. And our sister Mary and I were in a band. I think we were called Troubadour. It was so long ago, and we were together for 5 minutes. But in that 5 minutes, we did open for John Lee Hooker when he came to Vancouver. So there was that. My brother used to play trumpet. And I've been encouraging him to pick it up again, but he said it's kind of loud. It's a loud instrument, and he doesn't know that he'll maybe do a flute or something. But he's and he also sings great. So we, as a family, we always used to sing together. We would just harmonize and sing all kinds of songs and have a lot of fun. And then my brother's daughter originally was in a lot of musicals around town, and that was Claire Mortefy, and she became Clear Mortefy and is now Forrest Mortefy, and he's a great singer and writer, and he has a lot of videos out as well. So yeah, it just kind of runs through the family. We're all we all love to sing, and everybody should sing. I'm just saying, everybody should sing, whether you think you can or not, because singing is an energy that moves through your body in a way that not much else can accomplish what singing can do. It's a healing, wonderful, joyous, important thing, and I want. Can you tell? I just want everyone to sing. I think everybody should sing.
All right, we're gonna hear some Forrest Mortefy. Here's "Man Like That" on CJSF.
I slept with your shirt under my pillow all week. How I love to smell your skin. I dug down deep into my spirit all week. Dyed my hair sweet baby pink. Now, I never meant to blow you off, love, but I know now who I am. And I want a deeply conscious man. Give me secrets, I keep them written in your contact on my phone. Your story's special, your vessel so precious. From God, I could call it home. Now, I swear no love is ever wasted. It just brings more of what we want. And I'd want a man whose gaze is on. Comfort from loving you. I get comfort from being loved, building up every dream with you. Yeah, you help me. Oh,
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leiserwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Daryl Travis's wife, Jennifer, loves Christmas lights, so each year he turns their Vancouver, Washington home into a holiday wonderland with light-up trees, candy canes, and snowflakes that flash and change colors to the beat of music.
And every year, she is always amazed about the new things that I add every year just to give it to her as a Christmas gift.
The display takes him months to plan. But it's cheap for him to operate because the couple has a 21-kilowatt solar array on their roof. Travis says for most of the year, the solar produces more energy than the couple uses. So he banks credits with the power company and then uses them to pay for the Christmas display. And he makes the display efficient by using LED lights and flashing them.
If you're blinking or flashing a light once a minute, then the rest of that minute, you're not using power and you're saving power.
Over time, his solar-powered display has become a local attraction. So although it was created for one person, it now brings joy to many more.
The fun part is standing outside, watching the people watch the display. I get to hear the oohs and ahs, and I get to see the just happiness it brings to everybody around me.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And we're back with more Jane, and we're going to talk about Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes. So how do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, I have, this year, for the first time since 2019, mm-hmm. I have, generally every year, I have a really, really big party. Mm. And it's, I have a big family. So most of the people are family, but then some really dear friends as well. And it's just a wild, crazy night with, you know, turkey and lots of food. And I have a small house, and so it's really gets incredibly loud, incredibly hot in that room. And everybody just has a great time, you know, just it's a festive time. And I my mother had this tradition of covering the dining room table with tinfoil, mm-hmm. and then covering that with one of those doily type tablecloths, you know, really,
yeah,
really
decorative.
Big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you can see through it to the shiny tinfoil. And it's just really festive. And I do love it. I love Christmas. And I don't.
Yes,
because
I asked about Secret Santa. What kind of funny presents did you get? And you said you don't really
do
that. Yeah,
because we're such a big family, mm-hmm. we got to a point where we stopped giving presents because we don't need anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes what is done is instead of buying a present for someone, we do a charity donation in their name. Or, you know, and there were years where I would buy goats and chickens and, you know, things like that in Africa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, here?
No, not here. But, you know, things that would really make a difference to people.
Right, yes.
Because I got to say, I'm not a fan of giving or receiving gifts that
are
necessary.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I have been very blessed. I have a lot in my life. I have abundance. I have a lot of love and creature comforts. And so, yeah, I don't need to give or receive gifts to, I'd rather it be about the love and the spirit and the commitment to be kind and compassionate to everyone we meet.
Wonderful. All right. And we're going to play a song by Mary Garnett Edwards, and then we'll talk about her after the song.
Mama said Santa won't come around this year. We need to borrow money from a friend that's dear. And things have been
Christmas Day, Mama fears. The night before Christmas, a storm blew in. The snow covered the doors and the windowsills. We looked and we waited for Papa to come home, but the day grew old and we sat there alone. Looks like Santa won't be coming round this year. No sleigh bells, no jingles, no carols or reindeer. Empty plates all around with hardly a sound. The wind is a howling and there's snow on the ground. In the morning we awoke to a cold and empty house. Mama sat there with her head hanging down. She said, let's sing carols and put the lights on low. We'll start the fire burning and we'll watch the embers glow. Mama said, let's pray for Papa to come home. He said he would make it and not leave us alone. He'd been working on the railroad all winter long. Now on his way home, the winds were too strong. Looks like Santa won't be coming round this year. No sleigh bells, no jingles, no carols or reindeer. Empty plates all around with hardly a sound. The wind is howling and there's snow on the ground. We heard a knock on the door and we jumped up for joy. There was Auntie and Uncle with pies and many toys. Just behind them with the turkey as big as baby Dawn. There was Papa and Grandma breaking into song. Looks like Santa really came around this year with sleigh bells and jingles and carols and reindeer. Full plates all around and joyful sounds. The wind had stopped howling. There was love all around. The wind had stopped howling. There was love all around.
Love all around, baby. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So tell me about Mary Garnett Edwards, because I think she went to your show on November 25th.
She did.
Yeah, it happened at the Rogue Folk Club. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that show that just happened.
Well, that was the official CD launch for Just Here, Just Now, Just Enough, mm-hmm. the latest CD. And actually, she very generously put me in touch with you, or you in touch with me, because
yeah.
As she's so generous and big-hearted, you know.
We love you, Mary.
Yeah, she's spectacular. And I met her, her husband, Doug Edwards, who unfortunately has passed away. I've known Doug for 50 years, maybe.
Really?
I met him when I was maybe 19 or 20. And as a matter of fact, the very first studio session I ever sang on was for the Hans Stamer band, mm-hmm. and Doug was in that band, and my sister Anne and I were down there visiting Doug, and he said, why don't you come in and do some background vocals? And I went, what, but I don't need to, he goes, no, it'll be great. Come on in. And being in the studio is one of my favorite things now, forever and ever. Amen. And I did a lot of studio work, jingles and voiceovers and narration and animated series and stuff like that. I love the studio. And Doug's the one who really introduced me to it. And he and Mary were married. And he was a wonderful guy. And they did an amazing album together. And this one that we just heard of Mary's was from her next album after Doug had passed away.
Yes, and it was 40 years that you've been here at SFU, you mentioned. She's actually played here, folks.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. And you know what? I don't even... Oh, I think the name of our band was Destiny?
Destiny.
And it was Charles Knowles and Rick McPhee and myself. Charles was also known as Charlie Bill. And Rick was also known as Solomon Sky.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day, in the hippie days, when everybody kind of had another name and they were part of the High Flying Bird Band, or Charlie Bill was anyway. And so we had a trio here at the pub, and we used to come on a regular basis. And
amazing. And then did you guys wear bell bottoms?
Probably.
Yeah, platform shoes. Did they have long hair?
Oh, yes.
Very, wow, yeah.
Very. Yes, very.
Yes.
Yeah.
Facial hair? No, yeah. No.
Actually, okay. Yeah. Facial hair as well.
Yeah, that was the thing, and it's coming back. It's coming back, folks. Okay. So we're going to play one of Tom Keenlyside's songs. Tell me about his quartet.
So he's extraordinary jazz guy, but he can play anything. And as I mentioned earlier, he has three albums that were polled in the top 100 jazz albums. And actually, on my CD, just because I want to plug my CD too.
Of course.
I asked him if he would play an improv on one of Paul Horn's wood flutes.
Okay.
Paul Horn was my brother-in-law. He was married to Anne. And when he passed away, a number of his flutes were given to Tom.
Uh-huh.
And I just felt I wanted Paul to be a part of the CD in some way, and so Tom played on the album a little improv on one of the wood flutes. But anyway, this is from his which one are you gonna play?
This one is from the album A Night at the Espresso, and I'm just gonna pick a song here, maybe Speak Low or All of You. I don't know which one is good, but I'll just pick one here.
I suspect they're all good.
They're all good. Okay, here we go. Here's Speak Low on CJSF.
Speak low, when you speak love, our summer day with us away, too soon, speak low, when you speak love, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart, too soon, speak low, darling, speak low, love is a spark lost in the dark, too soon, I feel. Tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time feasts. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak love to me, speak low to me, and soon. Speak low, and you speak low. Our summer day withers away too soon, speak low, and you speak low. Our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark, too soon, I feel. Tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here and always too soon. Time is so old and love is so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me?
Night at the Espresso by Tone Keenlyside Quartet. And that was recorded at the Pineapple Studios. And
you recorded at the Pineapple Studios as well.
I did, out in Langley. And fantastic place. Just, love the sound. And Dave Pugh is the engineer. And Miles Foxhill was a big part of it as well. And they've got great sound, and it's just a really cozy feel in there. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going back there, hopefully in February, to record another CD.
Nice.
This is going to be a lullaby album.
Oh.
For my shiny new grandson.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes. All right. Tell me about this last song called Good News.
Well, this is written by Coco Love Alcorn, who is a wonderful, wonderful, incredible singer and songwriter. And I like it because, one, it's got a great feel to it. But the message is, you know, we're still here, like we're breathing. And while we're breathing, we can do this. And a lot of things can go wrong, but you can't break the spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like... It's good news. It's all good news, you know? It's like even in the midst of whatever, there's always the other side, and it's going to be all right. We're
That's
all
right.
Good. It's
it
all
is going to be all right. Okay, so tell everyone about your socials, where they could follow you, so if you have shows coming up, they'll know where to go.
All right, so Facebook is what I mostly use.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the process of redoing my website, so it's not very current and it's not very good right now, but it's going to be stellar. And to buy any of my albums or my book, the best place to go is Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. And the wonderful thing about Bandcamp is that 70% or more goes to the artist, as opposed to like Spotify, where 0.003 cents per play goes to the artist. So Bandcamp, for anybody and any musician or singer you want to get their stuff, that's where to go. And that's where you can get all of my stuff.
Amazing.
All of my 4 CDs. And my book, and soon my lullaby album will be up there too.
Well, thank you so much, Jane.
Thank
for coming
you. Thank
on
you
the
for having
East
me.
East Van Show.
Yes.
Wham bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
We'll catch you all next week. The next show is a hip hop show called Next Up. We'll see you then, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here. No one can deny. Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here. No one can deny. You can break my heart, you can break my bones, but no one can break my spirit, 'cause my spirit is my home. You can take my money, you can take my time, but no one can take my spirit, 'cause my spirit is mine. Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here. No one can deny. Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good
Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive.